there were a whole range of artists who had come over, not come over, who were working in the visual research group. There's Carlos Cruz Diaz and Acam. These were Venezuelan, and some of them were doing these things as murals, in fact, on buildings.
Where, in Venezuela? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Caracas. Mm-hmm. So I moved from that into trying to find out exactly how these things worked. And I did nothing but Maori patterns for a very long time, and they were extremely dull. And so I was interested. We had some kind of common ground with Bridget Riley, who came around. She talked to everybody and noticed that I was doing these, and suggested that I actually made constructions out of these things. So I said, yeah, but I know what they're going to do. So what's the point of making big ones? She said, oh, no, you don't. And she was right. You have to scale it up. You have to actually do it. You are never sure when you try to visualize what something will look like. And since then, I've learned that many times. When I moved into stained glass, you have to learn it all over again. And murals. If you scale something up, it does not just look bigger. It works in a completely different way. So that's what I learned from her. But as I say, they were all good.